Hello and welcome to the Love Mondays Club podcast. I'm your host Helen and I'm here to help you unravel the mysteries of marketing so that you can get more eyes on your business and make more sales. This is the ultimate podcast for online female business owners who are ready to conquer their overwhelm, discover their confidence, and unlock the secrets to marketing success. Whether you're just starting out or already running a thriving business, Love Mondays Club is your compass to navigate this ever-changing digital world. Each episode, I'll bring you valuable insights, expert interviews, and practical strategies to help you stand out in a crowded online marketplace. It's time for you to dream big and succeed. I want your Mondays to be overflowing with inspiration, excitement, and setting the stage for you achieving your dreams. So if you're ready, cozy up in your favorite spot and get ready to unlock your business potential. Let's dive in. This week, the week that this podcast episode is going out, is quite a big week for me in my job, my career, my business. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it today because I wanted to share some sort of lessons that I've learned over the past few years that I think you guys might find interesting. So the big news is, and I've kind of been alluding to this, I think, over some previous episodes, that there's lots of changes going on in the background. But basically, what I have decided to do is make the big decision to hang up my tutoring hat and leave my education business. So as of this week, I'm going to be doing my last ever online class with my students and, yes, waving them goodbye at the end. So even saying this out loud sounds very surreal and very odd because I have been in education, you know, working sort of in education in some capacity since I was about 16. So pretty much half my life now. And yeah, it feels very strange to be saying goodbye to it. But I wanted to sort of talk to you guys a little bit about this and kind of why I've made this decision. And what I thought I'd do is almost just talk you through sort of how I got to where I am today and the little things that I've learned along the way, because we all like to be a bit nosy, don't we, and find out what people do behind the scenes. And you also might be curious to know why I'm doing this, because I know for lots of people, you know, if you've listened to this podcast sort of since day one, which, you know, thank you if you have, because it's been nearly 2 years since I released the podcast. But back then, you know, those earlier episodes are very much focused on tutoring and education. And that's kind of what I was mainly focusing on when I started this. Even till now, you probably heard and can maybe see that things have evolved and changed quite a bit. So that's what I was going to talk to you about today. Now, don't worry, this is not going to be an episode of, you know, day one, 6 years ago. We might be here for a very long time if I talk you through every single milestone. But instead, what I want to do is talk to you about like little points along the way. So I've been in sort of self-employment now for about 6 years. And there's just been like little points, little flags along the way where I'd say like the table started to turn for me, or the needles turned, and my perception of things changed, and my mindset around things massively changed as well. And I know, you know, with lots of my clients that I work with, and I'm the same, even to this day, I'm going to tell you all this stuff, but it doesn't mean that I'm also not still quite impatient with things. But, you know, I find a lot, you know, that we have big dreams and we're really excited to do things, and it can feel frustrating sometimes when it's not happening quickly. But it's like all these things, isn't it, that like success comes from those small little baby steps. You know, I think quite often in this online world and business world in general, we're quite often looking for like, you know, the silver bullet that's just going to make it all click into place and all be perfect and all be wonderful. And, you know, sometimes it can feel like there's a little secret club. But one of my clients and I were actually having a laugh about this week, and we were saying that, you know, sometimes, especially when you first get started in business, you can feel like there's this this secret place where all your clients are hanging out, and you've just got to find the key to that door, and once you get in, everything's going to be wonderful and amazing and easy and simple. And if only it was. So, you know, we know, don't we, that when you're in business for a while, that actually what makes a successful business is all the little small things that you do every day and in the background, and those all amount to the big changes and, yeah, those big things of success. And sometimes you wake up and realize, oh my goodness, you know, things are going really well here, and it kind of creeps up on you a little bit. And other times it does happen really quickly, and I'll talk a little bit about this in this storytelling episode that I'm going to do today. I'll go back to the beginning and talk about, because I know, you know, for lots of people listening to this podcast, some of you guys are right at the start of your journeys and maybe thinking about starting your own business, and others are maybe, you know, a few years into it, or even more than that, and quite established. So for me, one of the biggest things, because I think that, you know, leaving employment to start your own business is probably one of the hardest steps to take. Everything after that didn't feel as big, but definitely handing in my notice and, you know, saying I was going off to fly solo, that was scary. So the one thing I did, so I worked at a charity previously 6 years ago, and, you know, I really, none of it was an accident. Like, it was all a game plan that I was going to do this. And it was a really hard one, because things, you know, my sort of employed job was going really well. And, you know, as I was leaving, I was also being offered other positions, and there were lots of changes happening in the company. So I really grappled with it, like really grappled with whether I should go or not. But ultimately, I had always known that I wanted to start my own business, and that I wanted my, you know, my own time, freedom, and everything else that comes with it. So I turned down some opportunities and decided to go solo. And before I did that, I'd got myself established. You know, like I say, I saved hard and I had a little buffer with me. So I thought to myself, right, imagine I don't earn any money for 3 months. Let's just make sure that I can pay all the bills and living costs and everything else. Now, the reality is, and I think hopefully lots of people find this, that when you do start working for yourself, it puts such a rocket under you. Like, that fear of paying your bills and everything else really makes you put yourself out there, get out there, start finding clients, and off you go. So thankfully, it was never the case that I didn't earn money for 3 months. So I sort of, you know, dived into the world of tutoring, and I was doing a lot of it face to face, which meant that I was driving everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. I spent so much time sitting in rush hour traffic. And before long, I managed to get myself fully booked. And I remember being so proud of that and thinking, you know, like, this is such a mark of achievement. I'm fully booked. You know, I've got a waiting list. And as you've probably maybe heard me talk about on this podcast before, what I quickly realized is that actually being fully booked was not a good thing, because all of a sudden I was having to turn people away and leaving money on the table. And, you know, that instantly just wasn't making any business sense to me. And I really could see straight away how I'd like hit this glass ceiling already. And the only thing I could do was just keep selling more of my time. And of course, the problem was I'd pretty much sold all the time I had to give. And that was another thing, you know, that was another hard lesson of starting my own business and, you know, doing it all by myself, was that I had no boundaries. Like, if people asked me to do something, I would say yes. I would, you know, give up time over the weekend that I didn't really want to. But there was always that feeling of like, oh, but I can't say no. You know, I can't turn away business. And so, you know, as you can imagine from this, my boundaries were, well, relatively non-existent. And of course, classically, I also was definitely not charging enough money, considering how much, you know, driving and prep and everything else I was doing in the background. But it's not all doom and gloom, because I think, you know, pretty much most business owners I speak to have a very similar story at the start of their business. But it's, you know, it's what you do next that matters in these situations. And also as well, those early stages, you know, you're learning so much so quickly, and it's all so valuable. And, you know, I think the two things I really got out of it in the beginning was the importance of customer retention and customer loyalty. You know, I found that when I started teaching and tutoring, there were some families I worked for where I ended up working with them for like 5 or 6 years. You know, you start with sort of one sibling and then went on to the younger sibling. So having those like really good relationships was so important. And, you know, that was something I really valued and really saw the importance of sort of nurturing those good like customer relations. And of course, there was a huge thing that I needed to have better systems, because I was doing everything manually. Just, you know, everything was a very long-winded process and took me so much time. But of course, back then, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know, and I had no idea about all the tech and all these different things that were out there. And really, I didn't actually discover much of it for quite a long time. But there we go. So as I was sort of doing all this, I decided, right, I need to like take this up a gear. I need to put myself, because I spent so much time working by myself, which I thought I wanted and loved, but inevitably got a little bit lonely and thought, actually, it'd be nice to meet some fellow people who are maybe in my industry. So I went to a big tutoring conference in London a few years ago, and that was such an eye opener. And this is why I always say to my clients now, you know, one of the best things you can do is start putting yourself out there and, you know, going to networking events. Like, they're not they're not the kind of cringy salesy things that I think we might have assumed they always were from the past. And I think it's really good to be in a room with your peers, but it's also even better, in my opinion, to be in rooms with people who are in different industries, because it's just going to give you so much insight and inspiration into like what other people are doing and how you can kind of bring that into your own world and business as well. So I remember going to this tutoring conference. It just really opened my eyes, you know. I was still proud of myself and I knew that I'd worked hard, but it was going to that conference and having conversations with a few people there that made me realize, oh my goodness, I could be doing so much more here. And I'll never forget one conversation. I stood there probably looking like a rabbit in headlights because I was very nervous. And I remember this man came up to me and he was talking to me and he just made this comment. We were talking about business and business growth, and he just made this comment to me and he said, oh, the money's good, isn't it? Which, you know, like every little British part of me cringed because, you know, my upbringing was don't talk about money. So I would kind of probably flustered and was a bit like, oh, yeah. And anyway, after that, he walked away. And I just remember thinking to myself, actually, the money doesn't feel that good. Like, I actually feel like I'm working really hard and not earning that much money from it. And, you know, that little conversation really stuck with me. You know, okay, the conversation did make me cringe slightly. But at the same time, it also made me think, actually, I feel like I need to start doing things differently here. Like, this isn't working what I'm doing right now. It's, you know, it's good for what it is and it's paying the bills, but this is not like a long-term plan. This is not a long-term solution. So what we did is we decided that I was going to start my own little like garden classroom. So this was 2019, and thank goodness I had this kind of foresight at the time that I didn't realize I'd value so much. But we had like a little office, sort of garden office built in the garden, and that was all very exciting. And I was starting to get people to come to me. And of course, that was then going to save me lots of time and money because I wouldn't have to be driving so much. And then I could start some little classes. And then, of course, we all know what happened at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020. COVID struck, and then lockdown came into place. And of course, all these grand little plans went totally out the window. But one thing I'd started to do, which had been really helpful, and again, was, you know, this sort of, it was just by fortune, I think, that I'd started to think about it, is online courses. So, of course, online courses, you know, boomed massively during lockdown. And for the first time ever in my business, I actually felt like I was slightly ahead of the game, which was a really nice feeling. Because, you know, as the world was starting to go online and do all these things, I had already sort of got a website up and going and was starting to create online courses. Now, that website, I could do a whole podcast episode on what I learned from building that website. It was my first ever one, and I had some great people like really helping me to do it and to build it. But oh my goodness, it was so complicated, so expensive. It was not, you know, it was not the kind of budget thing I think that I was hoping for. Through nobody's fault, it's just, you know, that all the systems I needed for what I was trying to design was costing me a lot of money. But again, these were all amazing lessons learned, because this is what got me into the world of like online course creation, discovering its potential, seeing what it can do. And so, of course, you know, during lockdown, like everybody else, all of my business was online. And, you know, from that point, there was no going back. I definitely did not want to go back to face-to-face because I could just see all this potential in the online world and what I could do with it. Now, something I don't think I've talked about too much was how during this time, you know, during lockdown, I was still always doing like one-to-one classes, but I realized, look, you know, I have to scale this up. I have to start groups. This is, you know, this is the best way to grow the business. But in all honesty, I was actually really scared and nervous about doing it. And so many of my clients who come to me say the exact same thing, that moving from a one-to-one to a group model just suddenly feels quite intimidating, quite scary. And there's so many layers to it, isn't it? Like, first of all, there's the pressure of suddenly making more sales. There's the tech side of it. There's like, you feel like there's more going to be more customer management going on. So there's so many little factors. So I designed this little, I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was like a 6-week course or something like that. And honestly, I did everything wrong. I tried to sell it, I think, over Christmas, which is not, you know, not the best time to sell because, of course, you know, everyone's pretty distracted. It's the holidays. There's lots of things going on. So I tried to sell it over that period, hoping that I would start in January. I did the classic thing where I put out one or two posts about it, didn't necessarily get much of a response, and therefore assumed, right, nobody wants this, nobody's interested. Cue the self-sabotaging behavior of then not posting about it, not talking about it. And you know where this is heading. At the end of the day, day, I didn't make any sales and the course flopped and I didn't start it in January. And I remember being so disheartened by this and so disappointed. But like, in all honesty, looking back on it all, you know, I didn't know much about marketing back then. I didn't really know, you know, I'd been good at the sort of one-to-one stuff because so much of that was word of mouth referrals. And what this really kind of made me realize was like, I have to up my marketing game here. Like, I've got to go and learn a lot more stuff here if I'm going to make this, you know, a bigger success. And so, yeah, 3 months later, so I went and learned a bit of stuff. And, you know, really, one of the things I really made an effort to do was to start building a community online, because I had been part of other community groups and things like that. But honestly, it really frustrated me how it was kind of dictated of like when I could post and when I could talk to people and when I could advertise. And I just thought, this is nonsense. Like, I can't control my marketing and my audience growth and business here with other people telling me what I can and can't do. I'm saying that quite bluntly, but it is true. So, you know, I made the effort to go and sort of start my own community group. And honestly, it was the best thing I ever did, because I started collecting email addresses, which back then I didn't really know so much about. And then I also was building up this community, people getting to know who I was. And so 3 months later, I tried to sell my group program again, and it sold out. So I really learned the lesson there of like, you know, that importance of building an audience, building up a bit of momentum, helping people to get to know you. And of course, the ultimate thing is that the bigger your audience you have, the more people you potentially have to sell to and work with. And that was that. You know, after I started doing these group classes, again, there was no looking back. You know, I saw the potential. I saw how my business massively grew very quickly. My income, everything did. So it was a total, you know, no-brainer to me that that's what I would carry on doing. And in the meantime, with all this as well, I was investing in so much learning. Like, I was learning, I did some email marketing training, I'd got myself a VA to help me with kind of social media and support me with that sort of stuff. So I was really like, and again, the context of this is I hated social media when I first started. You know, I really didn't like putting myself out there. So I knew that I needed support, I needed somebody to come on board and just, you know, give me that accountability, give me a nudge, and just to help me get used to it, because my whole sort of life I'd kind of avoided social media. I'd never sort of used it that much as a younger person as well. So I was investing all the time in trying to just like push myself out my comfort zone and not do it on my own, you know, because again, I was very quickly realizing I had this obsession about, you know, working for myself and doing things independently and all these sorts of things. And I still really value that to this day. I love my independence and I love sort of doing my own thing. But I also know that I can't be successful. I can't do things without other people's help. And actually, everybody around me who I started to kind of look up to and look for inspiration, I really realized, you know, these people are investing in support and help all of the time. They're not kind of wearing this badge of honor of like trying to do everything by themselves. So that was a big lesson at this point. So yeah, so then, you know, sort of fast forward a little bit, and I was doing my classes, and then a lady approached me, and she was a fellow tutor, and she asked me, she said, you know, she liked what I was doing with all my online courses and my classes and everything else, and could I help her and show her how to do it? And this was, you know, probably the biggest turning point, and this was where Love Mondays Club sort of basically grew from. It's where it began. Now, the interesting kind of context of this, and the thing about sort of limiting beliefs, and again, you know, all this mindset stuff, I was honestly really none the wiser to it for many years, because it just, you know, no one had ever talked to me about it. It maybe also always felt a little bit woo-woo, because I come from a background where things are, you know, very black and white, very practical. And yeah, so it hadn't really kind of like crossed my mind that this was a big thing. Anyway, so what I realized in hindsight is that I had always had this sort of dream and hope of wanting to go and train adults and do something, you know, more with adults rather than with students. I had kind of always deep down known that tutoring probably wasn't going to be, you know, the end goal. I didn't see myself doing it into my 40s and 50s or whatever it might be. So when this lady came and approached me and asked me, this was like a huge kind of, what do they call it? Like a sliding door moment, that I was like, you know, I need to say yes to this. I need to step through this door and see where it takes me. But I had so many limiting beliefs around it. You know, I felt like I couldn't do this sort of stuff until I was older. I mean, what does that even mean? Like, what age is older? But yeah, so many little mind monkeys were there, but I still did it. And I think this is a huge thing I've kind of taken from over the past 6 years of building my own business, is like, even when I had doubts and I was a bit scared and I wasn't sure how it was going to pan out, I've always just said yes and had a go at it. And just, you know, given it my best shot and worked really hard and just sort of see how it lands. And, you know, within one or two sessions of working with this lady, I absolutely loved it and realized I need to do more of this. Like, this is really lighting me up now. Because again, I'd kind of, you know, I'd been tutoring for quite a few years at this point, and I was already starting to feel that kind of feeling of like, this is starting to feel a little bit repetitive. And I think that, you know, that's the nature of teaching, isn't it? We go through the same curriculum sort of every year. And I liked to try and sort of jazz things up and make it a little bit different. But then that also as well in itself, in some ways, didn't feel like the best, most productive use of my time, because I thought all I'm doing is just slightly reinventing the wheel here, but it's not having too much impact on the business. It's just making it a little bit more interesting for me to deliver. So I really saw the potential in kind of the coaching and training and working with adults. So again, I invested. I joined a business coaching program and course with a lady. And again, that was another huge eye-opening moment of like this whole online world of like business to business and all this different stuff that was going on. And I ended up going to France for a retreat, like a business retreat. It was the last week of my 20s. It was the week before I turned 30. And I thought, this is the way I want to end my 20s. I want to be at a chateau in France, living my best life, thinking about this new chapter that I'm going into. And it was one of the best things I've done. And, you know, again, there was just such huge mindset shifts, even just in that week, you know, even just in the 5 days that I was there, because it was this whole thing of like stepping into this kind of slightly different version of myself, doing things differently, talking with different people, but also that really big mindset thing of like having a seat at the table. And I think that's a really big thing that I hadn't realized over the years, was that I had a lot of imposter syndrome. Like, I really, you know, like that conference that I went to, and that guy was talking to me about money and things like that, you know, I really felt a lot of imposter syndrome in those situations, because I just wasn't familiar with it. I wasn't used to it, and I wasn't used to kind of having those sorts of conversations. But like all these things, it required me to like put myself out there, get into those situations. And yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable when you first get started, like anything does. Like, anything new feels a bit crunchy and uncomfortable, but once you start doing it more and more, it becomes second nature. That was when, you know, again, you know, by this point, sort of Love Mondays Club had started to grow, and I'd sort of designed the name Love Mondays Club and come up with the website, and I'd run my first little group program. And I also decided that, you know, the education side of things still needed to keep going, because this is something I talked to a lot of my clients about, is how, again, all of these things have been long-term plans. You know, they've not been things that I've thought, right, I'm going to do this in 2 weeks, you know, or 2 months. I've always known that, you know, some of these changes that I wanted to bring into place would maybe take a couple of years. Now, in all honesty, I probably could have done it faster if I wanted to, but the honest truth is I didn't want to. I was quite happy, and have been quite happy, at the pace that sort of things have been going. And it's always been about the scales tipping slightly. So, you know, at first the education business was my main sole income, then a little bit of Love Mondays Club came in, and then I started doing a bit more for Love Mondays Club, so cut down a little bit on the teaching. And again, you know, as you can sort of maybe hear and tell, these balances have shifted over the years. And so now, you know, I'm at the point where Love Mondays Club is my main business. And as I said at the start of the podcast, I'm now leaving the education business, because those scales have kind of tipped so much. But with the education business, what I decided to do was that I didn't want to do it solo anymore, because, you know, I'd really, really, you know, got it into my head now that actually I don't want to, and I don't need to do all this stuff by myself. It's actually not that helpful. So I teamed up with a fellow local tutor who, me and her had known each other for quite a while. We were, weirdly, each other's direct competition, but we were both fully booked. We were both in the same situation where we'd hit glass ceilings, and actually we realized we were just referring people back and forth between ourselves, which, you know, again, was so silly. We were playing kind of, you know, client table tennis or something, ping pong, whatever, that, you know, they were bouncing back and forth between us. So, you know, we sat down, had a coffee, and decided, let's get together, let's do something, you know. So that new business was born. So, you know, within a couple of years, I'd started like two new businesses on top of my old original education business. And again, that went from strength to strength, and we took on this membership model, which again was one of the best things we ever did, because it just made the whole business so streamlined, so easy to run. Again, it wasn't easy, because, you know, at the time it felt like it was something quite when we first started doing it, it felt like it was something quite different. And I didn't really know, I'm sure there were people, but I didn't really know of many other people in our kind of field who would like running this sort of membership model idea. So it took a while to kind of get our clients used to the concept of it. And actually, again, this really taught me a lot of lessons in marketing and messaging and the way that you talk about your services. Because, you know, again, it's one of these things, like if you overcomplicate it, your audience isn't going to understand. And if they don't understand, they're not going to buy. So that whole sort of starting this new business model really taught me a lot about the importance of like simplified messaging and just making the sales process really easy for people. And then, yeah, this kind of brings us forward to here today. And, you know, over the past few months or so, I've sort of reached this point where like both businesses are doing really, really well. But there's only one of me. And I've sort of reached this point now where I've decided actually tutoring and the education world has served me so much. I've learned so much. I've absolutely loved it. But it does feel like it's time for a new chapter. And of course, I can't pretend to you that this has been an easy decision, you know, that I haven't kind of sat here grappling over it, going back and forth and all the other little mind monkeys that come with all these sorts of big changes. But this again is where, you know, like coaching and support and talking to people has really helped me, because it's meant that like I can make these decisions and make these changes in a way that's, you know, like the previous episode I was talking about values, like everything feels quite calm now. It feels like I'm making a decision that's really like in line with my values, in line with what I want to do in the future. And ultimately, you know, isn't that the most important thing? You know, all of us go into designing our own businesses and building our own businesses to kind of support the life that we want and, you know, the freedom and routines and all those sorts of things that we aspire to. And so I know now with confident certainty that, you know, really diving into Love Mondays Club is what I want to do. And the education business, you know, I'm leaving in an amazing situation. Like it's doing so well, it's so successful. My business partner is going to do a fantastic job of taking over the reins. And yeah, Wednesday is going to feel very surreal when I say goodbye to the kids for the last time. I don't like to ever fully close doors. Like I can't say that I will never ever teach again. I know me, you know, the temptation will probably be there at some points. But it is one of these things that it also feels a bit like I'm now in a position where actually by giving myself just one core thing to focus on, that being Love Mondays Club, I can really put my foot on the accelerator and I can really go for it, because I'll be able to channel sort of all my energy into one thing as well. I really hope that me sharing all of this with you has been helpful, because I've also been conscious to try and tell you about the things that, you know, didn't go so well, the times that, you know, I quote unquote failed and, you know, for example, the course that didn't sell and all these sorts of things. And also to kind of just show you like where I've learned a lot of the stuff that I now use inside Love Mondays Club is because, you know, I don't, you know, no one's kind of journey and line of success is like a nice straight line. You know, if we were drawing on a graph, it's lots of little spikes up and down, but hopefully heading in an upwards trajectory. If you use Stripe for your payments, I actually really recommend going onto that, and especially if you've been in business for a few years, and just click on all so you can see all payments and just kind of see what your little graph is doing. I did this the other day and it's really interesting. It is exactly what I said. It's on its upward trajectory, but there are little spikes up and down. Like you can see where like something went really well and then maybe at a quiet period something went really well, but you know, ultimately the average line is always going up, and that's one of the most important things. But you know, there are always little bumps in the road, always new little different things to try. So what's next for Love Mondays Club? So many different things. This again could be a whole new episode, but I am, you know, really going to focus a lot on, and I've spoken to lots of my clients about this, a lot of the focus is going to be, you know, on marketing, especially on email marketing. You know, I think in this world as well where like social media is, it changes so rapidly, and you know, there's so many different sort of variables going on, and ultimately my main, you know, issue with it is that you don't own it. You build these huge communities online, but you don't own that data. It could disappear here one day. And I hate saying that because it sounds like I'm trying to sort of do like fear mongering, and I'm not, but that is also slightly though a reality of the situation. So social media is still a big part of it. I still help and support people with it. But the one thing I'm really passionate about is email marketing. You know, I love it. I think it's a really great way of communicating with people. It's, you know, it still really stands strong in the marketing world. It still has some of the best, you know, return on investments and things like that. So that's what I'm really going to be helping my clients with. And of course, as well, one of the big things I help people to do is to like build memberships and to build group programs. And ultimately, it's this whole thing about learning how to scale your business. And there are so many moving parts to this. And behind the scenes, you know, inside the Love Mondays Club library that I've been creating over the past few years, there is training and resources on pretty much every area of business, you know, everything you could want. And this is my ambition for it, like everything you could want to know and understand and learn how to like build and grow and scale an online business is all in one place for you. And just every day of the week, you can tap into it, find what you need, whether it's like training and learning and understanding processes, or whether it's actually just, I need to get some content out there. I'm having a mind block. I don't know what to say. And, you know, at the moment, I'm writing so many email templates. There's probably like over 100 of them either in there or being developed as we speak at the moment. So this is the thing. Love Mondays Club is here to kind of like give you loads of time-saving tools. And ultimately, the way I'm designing Love Mondays Club is I'm thinking back on this little story I've told you about today of sort of where I got to where I was. And I think back to like, you know, the me who was just trying to first launch and trying to get herself out there and, you know, didn't really know what she was doing. And I try and think, what did I really need back then? Like, what did I really need help with? And that's ultimately really how Love Mondays Club has sort of evolved and developed over time, is, you know, thinking back through all that stuff. And of course, as well, all my clients, you know, as soon as they say to me they're stuck with something or need something, it goes straight on my to-do list to go put a training together or a resource or something for them. So there we go. Exciting times ahead. Like I say, there's lots of things in the pipelines, and I'm going to be launching some new things in September as well, which I'll sort of talk about a little bit later. What are we in? We're only in May. So I'll be talking to them probably sort of June, July time. But yeah, it's very exciting. And I wanted to thank you as well. If you've sort of been with me from the beginning and you sort of came to me to learn initially about tutoring, thank you for sticking around. Like I say, this podcast has been going on for like 2 years now. And maybe if you're new and you didn't know that I was so heavily focused on tutoring in the beginning, but you're sort of here to learn about marketing and email marketing, welcome. We are all going into the next chapter of Love Mondays Club on the podcast here. And of course, as always, you know, if you're interested to know more about all the stuff I've talked about today and you think that I could be someone who could help you with your business and, you know, understanding marketing and helping your business to grow, then please always do get in touch. You can go to my website. There's a link in the show notes to book in a call with me, or you can message me on Instagram at Love Mondays Club. And yeah, I would love to have a chat with you and find out more about what you're doing in your business. Find out if any of my little story here resonates with you. Maybe you're at a kind of similar stage and thinking about what's next. And I'd love to talk to you about that and see how I can help you. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you in next week's episode. Take care. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. Don't forget to review and subscribe or share this episode with one of your business friends. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday.